Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Talking a lot of Bucks basketball as the stunner happened. A team that was favored by double digits falls to the eighth seed, the Orlando Magic. We heard from Kenny the Jet Smith a little bit earlier. Now we go to Brian Scalabrine, our Radio.com NBA insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Brian, thanks for joining us for a couple minutes. Man, I don't even know where to begin. What did you see yesterday?
You know, and it wasn't just the Bucks; it's with the Lakers as well. It's funny. The bubble is a different environment, and I've been a part of the NBA for now close to 20 years, whether player, broadcaster, coach, whatever. And I finally figured it out yesterday. It's going to be about shot making. It's going to be about, you know, how much you can attack the rim and kick out to shooters, and then drive and make a good shot into a great shot. And I felt like yesterday, Giannis, and I'm putting LeBron in this category as well. Their physical dominance, the crowd gets behind them. They can force people into making, you know, bad offensive decisions, and they can just eat you up at the rim with their defense. I feel like that's all gone away, and it's become more of a shot-making, sort of a pickup basketball type of environment. And I was really shocked that the Bucks lost that game. But what was more shocking was that Orlando out-executed them. They got the shots that they wanted. They knew every read, if Terrence Ross cut back door and Vucevic pops, he's going to let that shot go. And if you try to get back to Vucevic, then Terrence Ross is going to be wide open at the rim. It was just a very uncharacteristic game of the Bucks, and I feel like they're going to have to make some type of different offensive adjustment, and we'll have to see if they do. That's not really Mike Budenholzer's style.
That was going to be my next question. We were talking with Kenny earlier, and he said, look, the Orlando Magic didn't really make the Bucks adjust a lot. It's just the Bucks just missed shots. They missed what it is they normally do. So you don't panic. You do what you do, and you kind of stay the same, and hopefully the guys kind of get it, and they, I don't want to say ramp up the intensity, but they kind of bring it themselves, because I thought all their defense and all the energy they create off of the defense was poor yesterday.
Yeah, and I would say there's no shot that roster from Orlando walks into Pfizer and wins game one of a series. But this is a bubble. And once again, shot making is at a premium, and people who can space the floor is at a premium. And I think it was really apparent that, I mean, I don't know how much dominance Giannis can have, just keep going to the basket. You know, like shooting is going to be, and you can go across the NBA and just look at, you know, the Houston Rockets and the way that they're shooting the ball. And you look at the Boston Celtics when they shot the ball well, and the teams that really struggle shooting the ball, I don't know if they're going to have a lot of success here. So What does that mean? Are the Orlando Magic fine with this Giannis just casting up, you know, three after three after three? And then with everybody else, are they going to just hug up and try to take those guys away? And then what's the answer when you have Lopez at the rim and Vucevic hitting threes from the outside? I don't, Kenny's saying just do what you do and that's going to be fine. I think my guess would be you have to do some things differently in this environment. And I think all of us are starting to finally catch up and say, wait a minute, the bubble is like nothing we've ever seen before. The crowd does make a difference. Home court advantage does make a difference. And that's all thrown out right here. The Bucks are waiting for the crowd to help them push them through these games. That's not going to happen.
So when you talk about something else has to happen for this team, what do you see? I mean, is it a matchup that you're looking to and you're saying, okay, I would change? I mean, usually a guy like Wesley Matthews is on your best player, or even Bledsoe is on your best player. Do you change something in that aspect, or what do you do?
Yeah, so the way that Orlando freely moved the ball, I think they need to change their ball pressure. I think they need to get up into the airspace and make – it's basically this. The Bucks are a team that plays fast, and when they play fast, they're good. Orlando is a team that's going to play slow, and they're going to be methodical, and they're going to execute. You need to, like, when DJ Augustine comes down the floor, you need to be in his airspace. You got to, like, when you're playing against people who are subpar to your talent, you have to speed those people up. And this is, I think this will be not only in this game, it'll be in the Miami series as well if Miami goes on to win, which I think they will. Like, the Bucks have to speed people up on the defensive end. And they are, in my opinion, the best rotating team in the NBA. Their ability to take away the rim and get out the three-point shooters and run guys off the line. But that's all predicated on big-time ball pressure. And reflect back, when the Bucks are rolling, they're really in your airspace. They're forcing you to play fast. They're forcing you to play out of control. When they're not, it's typically, you know, they go on the 20-5 run, but they also give up, you know, the 16-4 run. And that's typically when their defense is not creating havoc. And whether there's people in the stands or not, they're not going to show up in 2020. So the Bucks have to fabricate their energy, I think, on the defensive end by getting into people's airspace.
Talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. So if I'm the Bucks, you know, we have not defended the three well all season long, but really since they've gotten into the bubble, do you need to now put perimeter pressure and maybe, I don't want to say you don't go with your rim protectors, because you really certainly should. You've been the one of the better defensive teams in the league all season long, but teams have figured you out. You're not going to defend the three, so we're going to go ahead and bomb it away. And the Orlando Magic been one of the better scoring teams coming into the bubble, right? So do you change your defensive pressure out there?
Yeah, so here's the problem with playing the Bucks style. Like, typically, and let's explain. I'm going to try to do this, you know, audioly, because I don't have you can't see me right now. But the difference between a make and a miss in the NBA is probably the hand being 8 inches away is probably a make, and 2 inches away from your face is probably a miss. So you're talking about, over the course of all the ball movements and all the rotations and everything, you're talking about a half a foot, maybe a foot. And so, like, and I, you know, who dealt with this in the past with Miami Heat when they had LeBron, they were a team that had to play extremely hard on the defensive end. And you saw them just let go of the rope, and when they did, and they flew around the court, and they sped you up, and all of a sudden you turn over, you take a quick shot, they get a miss, they get out and run. They're one of the better teams in transition. All this sounds very similar to what the Bucks do. The Bucks are the most rotating team in the league right now. Everybody wants to switch. Everyone wants to stay home to limit rotation. The Bucks have no problem with that. Get in people's airspace, drive, guy helps. They fly around to the next guy. They run him off the three. They force everybody into Lopez or Giannis, who are the best at protecting the rim. But all that is predicated on playing upper echelon defense, hard-nosed defense, not allowing an inch over the course of the game. And that's why, like, when the Bucks get up by 20, they exhale a little bit and the team comes storming back. Did you see the Celtic game? They were destroying the Celtics in the bubble, and they just, like, exhaled for a second, and next thing you know, one open shot after another. Now, the difference is no home court advantage, no crowd there to just, like, the difference between a guy getting an open shot and you contesting that shot or blocking that shot. That's huge in the NBA. It's a fine line between winning and losing. So I think it's picking up your defensive energy. It's trying to play as close as you can to 48 minutes and using your defensive energy to produce, you know, those offensive runs, which I think the Bucks are the best team in the NBA at creating those runs. But not if you're – and I don't want to use the term going through the motions, because that's a big jump between getting in people's airspace and flying around and going through the motions. But they need to be back into that upper echelon, 95% effort level, 96% effort level, not playing where I think they're playing at right now, 85, 86, 87. That difference right there gets you beat in the playoffs, especially if you're going against a well-coached team, which Orlando is.
Talking with Brian Scalabrine, our NBAradio.com insider. Before I let you go, so George Hill says they got to do some soul-searching. Giannis, I think, took offense to the fact that it looked as if Orlando played harder with more energy, more hustle, and said, no, we played hard, we just didn't play well. You know, I mean, two differing opinions. Does it seem like there's a level of frustration because the Bucks have not been able to have success back-to-back-to-back the way they had during the regular season in the bubble?
Yeah, I think I'm with George Hill on this one. I think the difference, and everyone thinks they play hard until they go and watch the film, and then they watch it and they say, wait a minute here. We are not playing as hard as we need to play for our style of play. There's a reason why Budenholzer doesn't make adjustments or any of those things, because he doesn't have to. Because he has length, he has athleticism, he has guys at the rim, he has hard-playing guys, he has Giannis. Well, if those guys just, like, let go of the rope and don't play hard, which I think they will, I think they'll find their rhythm in this Orlando series. And this loss could be good for them. Because I don't look at what the bubble was and where they were at and trying to really need to win a game for any reason. I'm not going to associate that with the way that they're playing right now, even though I do think they have some flaws in the fourth quarter down the stretch of the game. That's another story. But I do think they'll watch the film and be like, all Budenholzer has to do is just watch them in game one and two of Toronto last year and see how hard they played last year and say, like, this is what it takes. This is the level that we have to bring in. And we found out what happened when we didn't do that last year, and we are going to find out what happens this year if we don't bring that A level. And it's not just against the Orlando Magic. Miami Heat are a hard-playing team. Toronto Raptors are a hard-playing team. All these teams get after it, and the Bucks seem to do the same.
Great stuff as always, and we'll get you back on soon because this was a conundrum watching this team play yesterday, without a doubt. Brian, always a pleasure, pal.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Great stuff. Brian Scalabrine, our NBAradio.com sports insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.